710 WOR. Real life, real people, real talk radio.
Ellis and Lynn, Hennigan and White. 800-321-8828.
The hole left in our hearts is deep and wide, and it will be impossible to fill. So we're not going to even try. Instead, we're going to tell you that we love them dearly, and we will miss them dearly.
What could be any scarier or more emotional than this, Lynn? Someone bursting into your home, whether to rob you, to punish you, to harm you, ultimately even to kill you. The rise, the wave, increasing wave of these home invasion crimes. Awful reason for people to be upset.
That's right. Dr. William Pettit Jr. lost his family, his wife, his daughters, to two home invaders who when you read the details of how they were murdered, one was raped, just horrifying story.
It's just such an amazing rise of these things. I mean, this case in Connecticut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we've just in the last couple of days had a whole bunch of similar kinds of things. Thankfully, not quite as horrific, but dealing with on Long Island, a 16-year-old girl in New Hyde Park waking up yesterday morning and chasing a guy out of her bedroom. Another case involving three sisters on the front page of my newspaper, Newsday Today. One of the sisters bludgeoned to death. Why are these things on the rise, and what can people do about it?
That's a very, very good question. And we've enlisted the help here of someone who knows a little bit about that, Steve Brandberg. He's a personal safety specialist and instructor for Stand Tall Seminars. He's joining us now. How you doing, sir?
Good. Nice to be here. Thanks.
So, Steve, the thing that goes through our minds, and I think the minds of many people in our audience, imagine you're at home. And, I mean, I know you teach these seminars to people about how to protect themselves. You're in your house. Some guy breaks in. Should you pretend to be asleep? Should you make a lot of noise? What's the smart thing to do in a case like that?
Well, first thing, people should really understand that they need to have some plan in place, you know, such as if something arises and this happens, you know, try to keep them out. Try to keep them out of your bedroom. You know, you have to secure your property, your bedroom, you know, door bolts, whatnot. But, you know, there's also the issue of trying to make some noise and scare them away. If they've just entered or are about to enter and you feel you still have the opportunity to make loud noises, put some lights on, and scare them off, that would be the ultimate.
Isn't it different in every case, though?
Every case is different. You know, sometimes you find them suddenly in the door and there you are face to face. That's a different scenario. But people have to know how to defend themselves in situations like this with physical skills. But they also, you know, want to try to avoid any entry into the home. But they have to have a plan. They have to know how to use some common weapons around them and know how to take care of people if the need arises. It's a skill that has to be learned in advance.
Now, Steve, as you advise folks in your own Stand Tall seminars about how to deal with this
right.
kind of thing, the thing that must go through a lot of your students' mind is, okay, I could worry about me, but maybe I've got kids somewhere else in the house or my spouse is somewhere else in the house. There are a lot of variables here, aren't there?
True. I'll say what people need to do is to have a plan with their family. Everyone should know what's possible, what their options are, how to respond. There's different scenarios and what-ifs that you can talk about. Kids can perhaps lock themselves in their own rooms, you know, or run to a certain safe area or whatnot. Or ultimately, they have to learn how to escape or have to, you know, do things to people to stop them from harming them.
We don't
have these skills.
Yeah. Do you think that parents should be teaching their kids these things, or do you think that scares them?
Parents are naive and ignorant to these skills as well. You know, there's a lot of people in denial. There's a lot of people who don't know where to go for this information. And it's, you know, distasteful for most. But, you know, you need to have this information in advance. It can be learned. And there are a lot of ways that people can avoid becoming a victim. And there are things that one can do to fight back and different strategies how to handle your family in these scenarios.
1-800-321-8828. That's the number to call to join our conversation. If something like this happened to you, are you skilled? Do you know what to do? What would you do? What would your instincts tell you to do? Talking now to Steve Brandberg. He's a personal safety specialist and instructor for Stand Tall Seminars. Steve, I guess it's every person's fear that some stranger would come into his or her home to do him or her or their family harm. When we're faced with it, what's usually the first reaction?
Most people panic. They are totally frozen, and that's the usual reaction because they are helpless. They're fearful, you know, and they are totally helpless. They don't have skills to deal with this. If you know what your options are and you've experienced training and learning about what to do, there are ways to hurt or stop someone instantly if you know how. Hopefully it never comes to that, but one must need to know when you're one-on-one with someone or weapons are involved or have a plan how to handle your family's safety.
Now, Steve, let's talk about weapons. We had a case in Long Island yesterday, and I've been focused on this in the last few days myself. A 10-year-old kid in a house at a sleepover at a friend's house. We had the guy who was one of the bad guys in this thing, Tariq Williams, sentenced to 21 years in prison. What happened was that one of the parents in the situation brought out a gun. Gunfire was exchanged inside the house. And this poor kid, 10-year-old John Henry, he got blinded in one eye as a result of the gunfire. Should we arm ourselves against these things?
Well, Ellis, if you're skilled with a gun and you know how to use it and you know how to use it safely, which most people don't, then I would say that might be a good idea. But introducing or having a weapon around when you're not totally proficient with it is really dangerous. It's an accident waiting to happen. You know, and one should also know how to deal with someone that's holding a gun against you, because there are ways to avoid getting shot or killed.
All right.
Steve Bramberg, StandTallSeminars.com, if you want to check it out and get some more info on some of the work that Steve is doing out there advising people in these situations. Sir, good of you to join us here.